The Law of Gender, Part 3. We are finally at the end of the series of The Law of Gender. We started off with The Law of Gender, Part 1, where we brought to you the law of gender as a spiritual law that it is. And we also mentioned that it has little to do with the gender roles as we know them. But in fact, it is actually has everything to do and referring to creation or production. The production process in itself, it requires both the masculine and the feminine energy to be utilized, and that together they produce matter or things as we know them. We said that the law of gender refers to the division of labor or effort which is needed for all creativity. We then moved on to the law of gender, part 2. We introduced the image of God. God is masculine or feminine, and then pertaining to us, whether how does that now work with the current age and in the face of the world in which we live. It is important also to understand that we are not the first human beings to walk in this plane of physical plane on Earth, and that the Earth in itself has been there for billions of years, and we just form a small part. Each human being live more or less 100 or even less years, and more people are born each day, and they live in their own period or own time, and those times are not really according to us human beings. The times are there. Well, we are not talking about the time today, but in the future we will. But it's just to give an idea that we are not here to change spiritual and fundamental natural things. What we are here to do is working together with them into moving a herd civilization and the plan of God. All right. Well, on the law of gender part 2, the most important thing that we highlighted there was that the gender roles, we touched really strong on the gender. And we then, like I said, we talked about the gender of God. What is the gender of God? And I know that most people don't ask themselves these questions, or they don't come to face these questions. It's normal. They come at the right time. They are not questions that come at any time, but they come at the divisions of time. Because at the divisions of time, that's when it really is important, because some shift is happening in the earth plane and in the heavens, and which affects us also as the human being who live during those periods. Okay, so what we then said, what we really highlighted, which was most important, is that under part 2 was that for the air and water people, masculinity is within. We are the air and water people, remember? Okay, black people are the air and water people, and white people are the fire and soil people. But you know, it's not just only black and white people who live. So you have also red people, you also have other races, but people are all within these four elements. Okay, but I want to, charity begins at home, you know. It's not that I exclude other people or I'm not talking to all the people, but I am beginning, first of all, with the air, water people who are black people, because it's my people and it's the people in which were oppressed during these times. And now they are the people who needs to awake. But they're going to awake to what? They have to awake to something. They have to awake to a God, and they have to know now this God and understand the God who is for them, for their time. And then afterwards, we will talk in general how it will affect every human being on earth. But I'm sure white people don't need to hear that from me. They already know what's going on because they have been in charge of the past Pisces age. So later on, of course, we will talk, because in any case, you know that amongst everything else, this is the age for women and femininity. So all women around the world will eventually get there. But first of all, I need just to direct my messages to the people of color, the African people, because it's them now who needs to awaken into something, into this God. And this God is doing all she can to introduce herself to them, for them to know her, and for them to understand that she is there for them, for the world, and she is there to assist them into knowing who they are and also how to take responsibility and how to take leadership in that which they found themselves. All right. So what we then said was that for the air and water people, masculinity is within, okay? It's a hidden, is inside, is in the interior. And for fire and soil people, masculinity was external, okay? And when masculinity is external, it is shown, it is visible. Even the genitals are of masculinity, are that which is what is visible, okay? And when masculinity is like that, it needs to be toned down, it needs to be controlled. Because then if it's not toned down and controlled, it is toxic. So to what we have seen in our world. So we also revealed that, as a matter of fact, the genitals are supposed to be the reverse or the contrary reflection of our individual internal in the spirit, in the mind, dominant energy, okay, which therefore makes us to search for our missing member or our soulmate. Now, to make this story easier to understand, because it's something, of course, if you are hearing it for the first time, you may be shocked because you don't know what's going on in your spirit and what goes on outside of in your body. Okay, sometimes you just follow what you are being told, even if you are not sure, or even if sometimes the signs around you are the opposite of what you are hearing people say. So to understand clearly is that you have to think of the story of Isis and Osiris. Isis, she had to find Osiris and put together. And when she found him, she found that his penis had been broken into 14 different pieces. Now she had to put that together first and heal her husband before they can come together, then rise together to heaven. So it's the same story, okay? Means that in your mind, you may be dominantly masculine inside, but outwardly, your body is feminine, because you have to have the reverse or reflection. And then after, you have to search to find your missing member for your body, or missing genitals, and put that together. And then you get together in marriage or holy matrimony to fulfill the covenant of God. Now, black women, they are the dominant masculine energy of this age, what you call women, the womb men. Okay, women are the men also, but the women with the womb, women with a bank, is a man with a bank, walking with a bank. And because the womb is that oven, is the bank where you keep and store. The men walking with a bank, they use this womb to store their valuables and their treasure. Your eggs, and you can keep a whole complete baby inside and develop it in during a creation process into this human being. Now, the water and air people take over this dominant energy from men without banks. This is why this is called the Golden Age, the Age of Aquarius, the Peaceful Age. Why? Why is it called peaceful and golden? Because masculinity is hidden. It's inside. It's in the interior instead of being outwardly displayed on the exterior. Because when masculinity is displayed or is on displayment, it becomes arrogant, egoistic, misogynistic, violent, and or oftentimes abusive. So, in that note, we lay the red carpet to all the mothers, the sisters, the girls, the widows, the women force, and we call on you to rise and take your rightful place. Our boys, our men, and our fathers, the universe, the world, everybody else, every race, every natural thing, every life is relying on you to take position. Our children are waiting on you, women. Start claiming your rightful place. Start standing in your power. I am calling on you to rise and lead the way, because this is the time. This is the moment. It is here. It is now. Ready for your take. I encourage you to stand. Stand in your power. It will not be complete if we would wrap up this series of the law of gender without touching on the subject of homosexuality and intersex. Now, I will begin with the intersex children or intersex people. It is clear from what we already spoken under part one and part two, how these feminine and masculine energies are divided inside our bodies. But to explain the physical part of it and also the spiritual part of it, is that I think it must be known or discuss the fact that a human embryo, when it develops inside the mother's womb, there comes a stage where the soul enters the developing embryo. Okay, and when the soul enters the developing embryo, oftentimes they say after 3 months or when the heartbeat begins, but I'm not in that subject yet. I'm just talking that, mentioning that there comes a time when the soul enters this developing embryo. Now, when this developing embryo becomes formed into a baby, its genitals, they start off as feminine because they form towards the closest of the power in which contains it. Okay, and but it definitely continues to develop. Now, this development process, the human embryo gains the masculine energy, because the masculine energy comes after, is part of development. So we all begin as feminine and then we develop into the masculine energy. So what often happens is that when a child is supposed to be, or is supposed to be a girl child, they remain with the genitals of a girl. But inside of their being, they have developed both energies, like we have already touched on it on part one and part two of the law of gender. And the boy child, it continues to develop, and it also continues to develop its genitals, its private parts, into what you see as a genitals of a boy child. Now, sometimes nature does not work in that manner. Okay, sometimes other children don't decide, or somewhere, somehow, the process do not, you have an ambiguous body part where a child has both. That's what you call hermaphroditism, or what you call intersex children. People born with both ovarian and testicular tissue, private parts, to look ambiguous. Now, what Pisces Age has defined this was a disorder. And when it is defined as a disorder, also scientifically, it means that it has to be corrected. That's where the problem comes. Because also, if we really think of it from what we have already discussed before, is that God is neither a boy or girl. Us, ourselves, we have both masculine and feminine energies. Perhaps these intersex children and adults, they are actually the true image of God. Now, to go further from that point as well is to say, when we read about this subject, is that statistically, it is more common than most people thought, because it is given that 2,000 children around the world each year are born intersex. But because of this definition of disorder, these children have experienced tremendous trauma from childhood to adulthood because they have been defined abnormal or disorderly. And the hospitals have been performing procedures to alter this situation or this condition by choosing a gender for those people or for those children who are born intersex, by transforming them. And without consent from parents, or sometimes the parent is put into a position where they will have to choose, but it's definitely without the consent of the child. And that person will grow into adulthood. And then what? If their dominant energy would be masculine, but also the masculinity genitals were cut off, or the other. And you see, then you have a problem. You have created a problem for these human beings. But also to see further that how abusive and how bad really this this thing of calling this situation disorderly or abnormal, feminine, masculine, and also separating people in this manner, because we want things to be black and white. Human beings want things to be this or that. They don't want something in between or something they do not understand. And because of that, we look at the story and the treatment of Caster Semenya, the athlete. Caster Semenya, she didn't deserve the humiliation and the discrimination she got. No matter what, she didn't deserve that. And we still see it today, that it continues. This case is still unresolved. And the worst part of it also was that she needed to take a hormone-lowering agent. all of those things are unfair. A lot of arbitration upheld this rule on the inquiry and said that this is a disorder of sex development. She will not be eligible to compete as a woman. And then you ask yourself, what is a woman, what is a man? You know, so it seems difficult, but it's not a difficult matter. And it doesn't start with Caster Semenya to have somebody who is intersex in the world. So eventually we'll have to face this situation and deal with it in a fair and normal manner. So it has to be corrected. So we move along. We also said to you that we also gonna talk a little bit about homosexuality. And then we will end. First, we have to go back to what we discussed a little bit about the law of attraction. That a law of attraction also is affected by the law of gender. Okay, the opposite attracts. Okay, meaning that the feminine energy will attract itself to the masculine energy, or the masculine energy will attract itself to the feminine energy. In the case of homosexuals, the same applies. Homosexuals, they are attracted to their gender principles when they unite, or when they are attracted to each other. And they form a union that assures that the creative process will be realized. So masculine energy and the feminine energy in the spirit, remember, is not on our genitalia. So this is where the attraction is, because remember, I did explain that energy and love is also the energy. So energy things are in the spirit. They are in the air. They are invisible. You cannot touch them. So this is where the attraction happens. The attraction happens in the air. Magnetism is in the air. So homosexuals, they are attracted to one another in their spiritual being, just like we people who are heterosexuals. It is also important to highlight that even all these titles of homosexuality came with the masculine energy, because we have to know homosexuality is a threat to masculinity. But homosexuality is not a threat to femininity. If we never defined gender roles the way that we have defined them, a man who is born with a body of a man and with the genitals of a man, if they find that internally inside their spirit they are more feminine, they would automatically go be attracted to a woman who is more masculine in their mind, and they will come together with them without going to look for other men who are masculine. If this all gender thing never existed. Why? Because people are looking for that which is opposite of them, and that which is opposite of them is not necessarily in their body, in the body structures, or how the morphology, you understand, or the genitals of what people contain. So that sums it up. I think it's clear to understand that God has no problem with the homosexuality. How could God be? So if a homosexual person is being homosexual just because internally they are more of the opposite, they are more of the other energy, which is not the body in which they are, it means that they are just like that. So they would be attracted to the opposite, just like all of us. So that sums it up. God recognizes homosexuals, and we should too. There shouldn't be a problem with that. And to conclude, it is important that we have to understand that, like all things, whether it's the food we eat, whether it's anything we engage into, we have to have exercise self-discipline and self-control, by all means, respect the laws of nature. We are spiritual beings and we have to respect the spiritual laws. And in that bracket, we have to live honorably, to honor our body, to honor ourselves, and to honor God. So in conclusion, I want to thank you for being with us in this session of the law of gender. We close and we say thank you. And we had a lovely time sharing about the law of gender. And hopefully you also enjoyed it. And thank you again for listening. We love you very much. May God bless you. May you keep growing, stand in your power, and stay strong. And remember who you are. You are highly favored. You are glorious. You are a queen. You are a princess. You are a king. You are a god. You are a prince. You are beautiful. Replique signing out.